Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The cost of seeing clearly. What nobody tells you about being present. Every conversation about presence tells you the same thing. Slow down. Show up. Be here. The rewards are waiting for you on the other side. But what nobody tells you is what it costs when you're already there. This is not for the person who is still trying to learn how to slow down. That episode already exists. This one is for the person who did the work, who stopped the running, who learned how to be in the water, and who keeps paying the price for it in conversations with people who have it. If you have ever listened to someone carefully, reflected back what you heard, and been told that this is not what they said, this is for you. If you've ever been accused of trying to control a conversation you were simply present for, this is for you. If you ever been the clearest person in the room and somehow ended up being the problem, this is for you. Two people, one conversation, different depths. Y'all ready for this? Most conversations happen on the surface. People exchange words, manage impressions, tell the rehearsed versions of their stories, and leave having performed connection without actually having it. This works fine when both people are operating at the same depth. Nobody notices what isn't being said because nobody is listening for it. But when one person is present, and I mean really present, processing in real time, tracking not just the words, but the meaning underneath them, the dynamic shifts. The present person is not performing, they're just receiving. And what they receive is not just the surface version of what was said, it's the full transmission, the words, and the words underneath the words. Most people spend their entire lives hoping someone will hear them at that level, but when it actually happens, it can feel like a threat. Genuine presence makes you a different kind of listener. And when you slow down enough to process in real time, when you're not thinking about the response, not managing how you come across, not have somewhere else, you hear things other people miss. Not because you're analyzing, but because you're actually there. You hear what someone meant, not just what was said. You catch the contradictions in the story they have told so many times, they stop listening to it themselves. You notice the pattern they named without realizing they named it. And when you reflect that back, when you hand someone the words underneath their words, one or two things happen. They feel the most understood they've ever felt in a conversation. Or they tell you that is not what they said. You can't remember what you weren't present for. And here is what's happening when someone rejects the reflection. They generally do not recognize it as theirs. Not because you misheard them, but because the part of them that sent that message was not part of managing the conversation. It slipped out underneath the surface version. It came through on autopilot in the gap between the rehearsed line and the thing they said before they could edit it. They were not present when they said it. So when you hand it back to them, it sounds like something you invented. Or just trying to put on them. Man, that ain't mine. I ain't say that. You can't steal from someone what they handed to you. But if they don't remember handing it to you, it looks like you the thief. Stick him up, stick him up. Put your hands up. Officer, he's trying to rob me. This is not a misunderstanding. This is you hearing them more accurately than they heard themselves. And that is exactly what makes it so disorienting for them to receive it. And here is where the cost begins. The present person did not come into the conversation to expose anyone. They were simply paying attention. But genuine attention has an effect that cannot be controlled. It cuts through the managed version of a person without even trying. And the managed version does not go quietly. Put up your dukes. Put them up. Put them up. When your response reveals something the autopilot did not intend to send, the avoiding person has no framework for what just happened. You either confirmed the narrative or you exposed it. There is no third option available from the surface. So if you did not confirm it, you must be against it. If you did not go along with the story, you must be trying to control it. Huh? What? Control it. The accusation is not really about you. It is the managed version trying to defend itself. You just happened to be standing there when the defense got activated. I can only say what I say because you said what you said. This is the logic the present person lives by. The avoiding person cannot hear. You did not bring anything into the room that was not already there. Your response came directly from what they said. The content, the observation, the reflection, all of it sourced from them. You were the mirror. The image in it is theirs. But because they don't remember saying it, the accusations feels real from their side. And when you point that out, when you say, "I'm only responding to what you said," it does not land as logic. It lands as more evidence against you. Because now you are asking them to be accountable for words they have no memory of saying. And accountability requires presence. You cannot own what you were not there for. In this day and age, we got these people making accountability into the crime. This is the inversion that never gets named. The present person absorbed the lashing out, stayed composed, did not retaliate. And then, when they name what was happening, oh, now you're lashing out. This is what is costing me. I'm asking you to own what you said. And suddenly, the dynamic flipped. Now the present person is the aggressor. Now the person who threw the first punch is the victim. Ouch. I can't believe you said that. Now, asking for accountability is controlling the narrative. It is a dynamic the present person cannot win inside of. Absorb the lashing out, and now you're complicit. Name it, and now you the villain. Ain't that a bitch? And the reason it works is because the avoiding person is not consciously manipulating. They generally feel threatened. The lashing out generally felt justified from inside the managed version. So when you reflect it back, it registers to them as an attack. But unconscious harm is still harm. You do not get a pass on damage you caused because you were not fully present when you caused it. You did this shit, man. You spilled the water on the floor. Grab the goddamn mop. The present person did not create the situation. They just refused to pretend it was not happening. In a world built on avoidance, refusing to pretend is the most threatening thing you can do to this person. Man, I'm just present, man. Water represents the emotional body. The surface is manageable. It is the rehearsed version. It is the familiar story. The feelings that have been edited into acceptable shapes. Living on the surface means never having to face what's underneath. The unprocessed emotions. The contradictions in your goddamn narrative. The things that were said, but you never owned that shit. The present person is not living on the surface anymore. They did their work. They slowed down. They learned how to be in the water. To feel what is there without being destroyed by it. To process in real time without running from what's coming up. This is how they catch what others miss. This is how they hear the words underneath the words. They are not afraid of the depth because they have been there. They know you do not drown in it. You float. Most of y'all need to grab you some floating device. Put that shit on your arms. Get 2, 3, or 4. Blow that shit up. And float onto the deep end. But the person that's still running does not know that yet. You're running, you're a track star. And when the present person reflects something back from below the surface, what the avoiding person feels is not understanding. It's the pull toward water they have never learned to navigate. They think Jaws is down there. They fight not because you did anything wrong, because the depth feels like drowning when you've only ever been taught to stay shallow. Presence is the flotation device. The very thing they are avoiding is the very thing that would keep them afloat. But you cannot give someone a flotation device they do not know they need while they're still busy telling you the water's not real. This is what it costs to see clearly. You listen when others perform. You hear what was meant, not just what was said. You reflect the truth back without agenda. And you get accused of the very things you were not doing. Controlling, manipulating, misunderstanding by the person whose words you were simply honoring. You were not the bad guy for asking for accountability. You were the only one in the conversation respecting the other person enough to hold them to what they actually said. This is not aggression. This is care with a backbone. And sometimes that care will cost you. Not because you did it wrong, but because the person on the other side was not ready to be seen that clearly. At least not yet. They may get there. You cannot force the timeline. You can only stay present and let them catch up if and when they're ready. And in the meantime, take this with you. The clarity that makes you the problem in those conversations is the same clarity that makes you trustworthy to the people who are ready for it. Stay in the water. Not everyone will follow you there, but the ones who do will know exactly where to find you. Seeing clearly is not a flaw. It's just expensive in the wrong rooms. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit contact, send me a message there. If you would like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit booking. Let's have that conversation. The conversation is free. The time is it. And if you want to show your appreciation for these offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I also would like to show some appreciation. Yeah, I know I'm sitting in America, but I want to send some appreciation around the world to people who have been rocking with I Am Astrology Readings. Canada, shout out to Finland, Japan, China, what it do, Hong Kong, what's happening in Germany, United Kingdom, I want to thank y'all, Australia, Lithuania, France, Spain, Poland, Italy, Brazil, Guam, all y'all, I appreciate you, India, Singapore, Belgium, Chile, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, Philippines, South Korea, Argentina, Ireland, South Africa, Sweden, Zimbabwe, Austria, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Afghanistan, Colombia, Costa Rica, all of y'all, much appreciation. Estonia, Ghana, Guatemala, Kenya, Kuwait, Morocco, Mozambique, the Netherlands, Nigeria, Romania, Portugal, Slovenia, Taiwan, Tanzania, Ukraine. All of these countries have tapped in to the ecosystem. I appreciate it. It lets me know I'm not talking into a vacuum. Keep listening. More to come. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.